How is AI impacting SEO for e-commerce? With Rina Abukuba-Chomsi. The InSearch SEO podcast is brought to you by SimilarWeb, helping you build better SEO strategies with digital intelligence, insights, and data. Hey, it's David. What are the specific ways that AI is affecting SEO for e-commerce? That's what we're covering today with a lady who has a background in computer science engineering, a master's in decision making, and a PhD in computer science and social networks from the USA and France. She serves as a mentor at Impact Hub Lausanne and as founder and consultant in digital marketing and SEO at Expando Digital. A warm welcome to the InSearch SEO podcast, Rina Abukuba-Chomsi.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on, Rina. You can find Rina over at expando.digital. So, Rina, how would you summarize the state of e-commerce SEO in the AI age?
Actually, that's a hot topic because, you know, AI is touching everything these days. So e-commerce is one of the branches that has been greatly affected by this, adopting the AI to write the description of products, to write the content of our e-commerce websites. And to be honest, I don't think that this is the best way to integrate AI into our e-commerce websites. My point of view is that we should more than ever be humans before using these AI systems. So we can use them, for example, to correct our syntax, to change a little bit the style, but not to write the core. Otherwise, we will be finished by being like thousands of people who are using these AIs to write the descriptions of their products. So the advice is be unique.
So you're saying be human first. Does that mean that we should completely forget about AI to begin with and just focus on how, as humans, we implement SEO?
That's a good question. Thank you. We should, of course, begin by keeping the traditional SEO. That means that the technical SEO should be there. We should also concentrate on link building, on having the speed that matters. The security, having user-friendly website, that's all very important besides using the AI. The AI can help us in many ways. Let me say, for example, it can help us in the A-B testing, in how and where to put the buttons on over our website and enhancing the user experience. But mainly, the human aspect should be the main aspect of our website. And the AI can come and help us to enhance our websites and e-commerce websites.
Okay. So it's enhancement rather than actually leaving everything for the AI to do by itself and to make decisions by itself.
Unfortunately, yeah. If we do that, we will be lost between too many people who are using exactly the same thing. So we will not be unique. We cannot be really sell products or products.
Okay, maybe let's dive into then what is best practice for people to do, for individuals, for humans to do in terms of e-commerce SEO. And then we can maybe talk about how to enhance that, how to maximize the impact of that by perhaps getting AI to replicate some of the activities that we've established should be done. So shall we look into different areas within e-commerce? I mean, for instance, category pages. Okay, category pages are important, but they can also be a source of thin content and generally difficult to rank high because there's not enough focus put on that. So how can AI assist with category pages?
Category pages are one of the most important elements in e-commerce that is not being treated as it should be. Let me say, I'm talking about small businesses and e-commerce. Category pages need more attention and needs to be treated differently. To give some examples, for example, the content in it should be much more because category pages are capable of being ranked very high and appearing in the SERPs. And they have the advantage of not being, let me say, like clothes, they change all the time, but category beige will stay the same. So let's give it enough work by, let me say, adding, for example, a mini buying guide on why this product is better than this one, or how to choose, or a guide for the price or something like that. Adding on the side button, adding filters so that users can navigate easily. Linking with blogs which are related to this category. That's important also. Adding a correct description, using the correct keywords, even using the long tail keywords in these category pages can do well also. Actually, many brands use them correctly. Let me say, for example, HP, Apple, H&M, or even IKEA, they all use them correctly so that they rank high, and in such a way they bring the products that are related to these category pages higher on the SERP.
I loved where you started off there, actually, when you were talking about buying guides and category pages as being an opportunity for buying guides, because you can imagine things like whether it's tops or shoes, if we're sticking on the clothes example. The buying guide could be, well, what style of top is best for you? Is it a V-neck top, or is it a particular set of colours that go best with your complexion or your face shape, for example? So those kind of buying guides are a wonderful opportunity. And I guess that you would recommend those buying guides / category pages to be updated on a regular basis.
Of course, updating a web page is very important, because updating it will keep search engine coming and consulting these pages, and it will keep it abound high. So update it, keep it always with what's going on. And here you can, of course, go to AI and maybe get some ideas about what should I include, what are the most important things to be added to these category pages. So here you can have the help of AI to enhance your category pages.
Okay, so in the way that we're using AI here, the way that you suggest is actually a research tool. It's establishing, have I actually included everything that I need to include in this page?
Of course, because doing a brainstorming with AI, knowing what people are searching for, and even maybe asking for some ideas, but who should do the work finally? It's you. It's we humans who are selling things.
Okay, and what about the actual writing of the content itself? Do you ever use AI for that?
I do it for research, but then I write a first draft of what I'm thinking for, and I give this once again to AI in order to discuss with it what it would be propose or change. And finally, for the final check and correction of the text, and even having the same style, I ask for help. But writing, let me say, the core of the text, that I do it myself. Even if it's bad for people who doesn't talk the same language, for example, but it's better than beginning with the AI and having the same text as other. So I recommend to do the core thing, then going and coming with AI to enhance it.
Okay, understood. Okay, that's a good process. And I was going to ask you, you mentioned Bard there. I was going to ask you if it was actually GPT-4 that you were talking about there. Is there a particular AI tool that you favor at the moment?
For now, it's ChatGPT. I have tested others, but let me say, I have the habit with ChatGPT. And as we have, since a while, we work together, it understands, it has now my background of me, what I'm asking, the prompt are ready. I have begun to use Bard, but actually it's ChatGPT that I use the most.
Okay, so that's category pages. What about product pages? Is there a best practice now in terms of how you actually design the look and feel of a product page, how much content goes on that page, and the positioning of that content?
That's also a nice question. I like that so much. As we are talking about AI and how it's affecting everything, so the description, of course, you will go to AI to help you to write that. But as I have said, try to sell the dream, to sell what this product will give the user. Of course, using the right keywords. We are talking SEO finally at the end of the day. Now, with the rise of AI, it makes much more important the review of users, of clients who have bought this item or that item. So the product page, if you have an e-commerce system and you haven't yet included a part related to user experience or user feedback, let me say, not user experience, do it now. Permitting people to rank these items, giving the star from 1 to 5 stars, giving them flexibility to add their what they think about this product, because that's the content that will make your product different from 1,000 people other are paying and using only ChatGPT to make the description. So making it easy to add the opinion of the people. Add social proof. So, for example, let me give you an example. The Marc Ordinary for skincare, they add in their website, this is a hot item on social media. So this social proof will make people much more interested in buying this or that product, and even make it easy to consult these pages to give this proof. As Patel say, people need to see you 7 times before buying your product. So make it easy so that people can find you 7 times and buy your products at the end of the day. One more aspect is showing the products which are related. So we have the product, I have the description. Here I can use also the AI in the image, having a good image of the product with many variation of this product with high quality image. Then I can add the related products and the product that are bought together. Let me say in IKEA, when we choose a table, we go a little bit in the page and we can see the chaises that goes with the table and everything which is related. So IKEA does it well, Amazon does it well, so you can inspire from these great websites.
And you started off by talking about social proof there. So can that whole process be automated? Can you identify the right piece of social proof and automatically incorporate that on your product pages?
That would be so fine. But yeah, that would be so fine to relate, to take this part of social proof, which is on Instagram or on Facebook, and add it automatically to your page, product page. But here, take care of the fact of only not choosing the correct, let me say, the 5 stars opinion. Be honest with the people. So if there is a review which is 1 star, 2 stars, make everything clear to the user and explain why this experience was not good. For example, people will trust you much more in such a situation.
Great. Now, if you own an e-commerce brand, you may want to rank for other keyword phrases apart from the product name and the category type pages and the phrases in relation to that. So that's why many e-commerce businesses have a blog as well. So what have you noticed that are the current trends in terms of producing content for blogs, and how can AI assist with that?
I love this part because I have seen a lot of e-commerce sites that don't use blogs at all. And in my opinion, they are losing a very big opportunity to connect to the customer. The blog is your space to talk about your brand, is to talk, to build trust, to build that feeling that what is your brand all about. Now, I will answer this by yes, big brands, big e-commerce sites use blogs. And actually, in their blogs, they don't sell their products only. They try to give information, to build the trust, to show that they are experts in the subject that they are talking about. And in such a way, people will go slowly in the process from awareness. You know, it's the user journey. It's going from awareness to trusting this product, then buying the product, and then paying loyal to this brand or that brand. So the blog should respect this the user journey, and it should give information to this to the user, to the final client, as well as it should also sell the product that we are selling. How we can choose AI, or before everything, see the competitors, what are they are doing, but then have your own voice, not only copy from the competitors, and chat with the AI and ask what could be interesting subjects about this or that. ask about the user journey. I want give me ideas for blogs in the awareness journey. I am selling coffee, for example. So things like that, we should then construct the content strategy for this blog section and work a little bit on every blog. And that's it. And then we will repeat the same process of what? Of chatting with ChatGPT, giving the main structure of my blog, what does he suggest or it suggests, and then adopting that in my blogs and adding them in a regular basis. And of course, updating them, as we have talked about the category pages, blog pages also should be updated all the time.
Now, you talked about the importance of using your own voice. There's also the upcoming importance of voice commerce. So what is voice commerce and why is it important for SEO?
Voice commerce, it's actually very important nowadays, because voice commerce, it's about when we order anything, for example, from Alexa or something here or there. So this is the voice commerce. And I highly recommend e-commerce sites to prepare their sites for that. That's the future. It's a business that's, according to Statista, it's $19 billion. So try to do your job and do your site, do the SEO for voice commerce. So it's another discipline. Maybe we can talk about it in other podcast, but really take care of all what is related to voice SEO in your websites and in your description. Like the title should be a question. Ask what are the main things that people are asking Alexa or other systems before buying or ordering something on the internet.
Yes, hopefully that's a teaser for a future episode, and we can have a future episode on the important aspects of SEO for voice commerce. But let's move on with
the Pareto Pickle.
Pareto says that you can get 80% of your results from 20% of your efforts. What's one SEO activity you would recommend that provides incredible results for modest levels of effort?
In an e-commerce system, we have maybe thousands of products. They are moving all the time because maybe it's a seasonal website. So my advice, it's a little bit what we have said before, it's concentrate on your main pages. Let me say the homepage, category pages, the landing pages, and the main blogs that you have seen in Google Console, that they are bringing you much more traffic, or you think that they will. Then the next step is make stronger your internal linking. For example, the products that are related, the blogs which are less important, link them to these well-performing pages, and the result will be that with this effort and concentration on these main pages, you will make all your website and all your pages and products go together higher on the SERPs, and you will sell more, I hope.
I've been your host, David Bain. You can find Rina Abukuba Champsi over at expando.digital. Rina, thanks so much for being on the InSearch SEO podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. Check out all the previous episodes and sign up for a free trial of the SimilarWeb platform over at SimilarWeb.com.